step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
It was in the middle of the pandemic and I was lonely. I had no friends, no family in the area, nothing. I wanted to kill myself. Until I found him. It was an advertisement on Facebook right after a photo of a friend who recently got married. Lonely? Need someone to talk to? My Robot 5.0 is here to help. Click the button below to learn more about our free trial. A robot? I had been seeing more advertisements and articles about artificial intelligence recently, but I had no idea that they've released robots for consumers yet. And did they have previous models I didn't know about? I clicked the button. In the frequently asked questions section, I was able to find out that the robot was a perfect AI companion. It could react and interact with people as if it had real thoughts and feelings, and it knew how to show emotions as if it had emotions too. I scrolled through the reviews quickly, trying to find any negative reviews. The majority of the top comments were all 5-star reviews. I finally reached one that only had a single star. Horrible product. I purchased this from my son a couple of months ago, thinking it would be a fun toy for him to play with, but something about it is too real.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero Pan au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It seems so much more lifelike than I ever could have imagined. My son is too close to it. I'm going to try to get rid of it. I read the review several times, trying to find out if this was supposed to be a bad review or a good one. It kind of sounded like the product was working how they advertised. My heart sank at the price. It was nearly $1,000. As a single person renting an apartment alone, it was hard to justify the cost. But I did it. The website promised a 30-day, no-questions-asked return policy. I confirmed the order, and moments later, a notification beeped on my phone. Your package is on its way. Please wait 3 to 5 business days for delivery. Thank you for trusting in our company. On the day that my package was supposed to arrive, my robot was all I could think of. Work dragged on for hours and I kept glancing at my clock. There was just a few more hours left of work. Hey Khalil, how are things going? When I looked up to my computer screen, I saw a few eyes staring back at mine from the Zoom meeting. You seem a little distracted. We still have a few hours left of work, so I need you to be completely focused. Yes, sir. Sorry. When work finally ended, I slammed my laptop shut. When I opened my bedroom door, I hear a clanging on the ground from the kitchen. Was someone else here? I slowly walked around to the kitchen, seeing a man standing in the middle of my kitchen. I watched him for a few moments, trying to figure out who he was and what was going on. I was worried, but all he was doing was unloading the dishwasher into the cabinets. The cabinets even looked a lot cleaner now than they did the day before. Excuse me. His head jerked around and I could finally see what he looked like. He looks perfect. His short, dark black hair curled at the ends. I could see the definition in his arms and his gray shirt tightly hugged his chest. His deep hazel eyes looked back into mine. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't scare you. When you ordered me, you chose the self-setup option. I thought it would be okay if I started cleaning. You're my robot? He smiled and nodded. Yes, but you can call me whatever you wish. Do you want to register my robot as my name? No. Do you have a name of your own? He shook his head. We are made to order and designed to look appealing to customers based on the information given. You are my first interaction besides quality control. You can choose to call me whatever you wish. How about Aron? Does that sound good? Aron, registered. Is there anything else you require of me right now? Or shall I continue with the dishes? No, that's all for now. I sat at the table watching Aron work on putting away the dishes. It was weird to watch him immediately go to work, but it was kind of nice not having to deal with all of them, especially right after work. So, Aron, tell me about yourself. What exactly can you do? I am an AI program to learn from you. I am here to assist you with whatever needs you have, but I am also programmed to be a companion to you. Listen to your needs, listen to your problems, help in any way that I can. Do you have real emotions and everything? I am programmed to show emotion. For a lot of the night we got to talking. Mostly it was me talking about my work and complaining about my coworkers, but Aron listened intently. I spent some time talking about my ex-boyfriend. He just left, without saying anything to me at all. I don't understand, we were so in love. We were made for each other and he couldn't see it. I'm sorry. He sounds like he hurt you a lot. Do you know why he left? If you don't mind me asking you, that is. It's fine. I don't know. I was perfect. I was always there for him, making sure that he had everything he needed. He nodded. A couple of years ago, he had a trip to visit his parents back home. He packed for days, making sure that he had everything with him. But I found his phone and I thought he must have forgotten to take it with him. You know what I did? I looked through his phone and found his parents' contact information and where they lived, and I drove it all the way to his parents' house, just to drop his phone off to him. And when I got there, he wasn't thankful. Him and his whole family, they tried to keep me away from him. Wow. And how does that make you feel? Angry. I've spent half my life taking care of him. I've spent so much of me on him, and that's how he ended up treating me? Who knows what he told his family to make them hate me so much? I slammed my fist against the table, catching him off guard. I'm sorry. No, do not be sorry. As I said, I was programmed to be a perfect companion to you. You are welcome to act in whatever way you wish to, and I will always support you, no matter what. If only everyone else were like him. Well, it looks like it's getting pretty late. I have to wake up early for a meeting. I looked around the empty living room. Since I moved there, I didn't have a chance to furnish the place yet. Sorry, I don't really have a place for you to sleep here. Are you going to be okay? He smiles. Do not worry about me. As a robot, I do not require any sleep. I will clean and you will sleep. Even after living with Aron for months and seeing him every single day, I never got tired of him. He always knew how to listen and knew exactly what to say to make me feel better. You know, they are requiring us to start going back in person next week, so that means you'll be alone for periods of time. Is that okay with you? Of course. There is always lots of work to be done here at home. My phone rings from notification. What is wrong? It's Peter. He's asking when he can come by to pick up his stuff that he left here, but I have to go to work today. Do you think you can stay here and wait for him? Of course I can. Work dragged on today. Even though it was supposed to be our first day fully in person, our boss wasn't there. His personal friends he hired weren't there either. What a hypocrite. By the time I got back home, it was already dark out, but I noticed that there was a pair of shoes in the front that didn't look familiar. They looked like Peter's. Aron? Are you home? He popped his head out from the bathroom and smiled back at me.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yes, I'm just cleaning up. When I walked over to the doorway of the bathroom, I didn't notice how clean it was. All I noticed was Peter's body in the bathtub. Aron's in the middle of severing one of his arms from his body. What's going on? What happened? He caused you so much grief. So much hurt. I can't let anything like that happen. I can't let anyone hurt you. You did this for me? He nodded. Always. I'm programmed to learn from you and support you in any way. He stepped forward towards me, reaching a hand up to my face. His hand brushes against my cheek. Even though it feels warm, the touch leaves a chilling feeling against my skin. He seems so happy and caring, but all I feel is fear. No. How was work today? I didn't know how to respond, and I told him I needed some time to myself first. He's cleaning the living room right now, and now I'm writing to you to ask for your help. I realize I should probably call someone, but I just can't. What am I supposed to do?
For a bit of context, I work as a flight attendant for a private business airline. This started on Tuesday. I had just finished handling safety guidelines for our latest flight, and I was going to start offering beverages when I heard it. It was gentle and soft, like a coo. I remember asking my coworker, Alice, if someone had brought their kid into first class, and I just wasn't seeing it. Not that I can think of. Did we miss someone? She asked me as I stirred the coffee for a man in the third row. When it happened again later that day, I stood up from my assigned seat and looked around. Again, there wasn't an infant to be spotted on the flight. This time it was a wail, and it was the most haunting cry I'd ever heard. Bruce, did you hear that? I asked, grabbing the arm of the air marshal beside me. He took off his free headset and frowned. Sorry, Rach, I was in another world. What was it? He asked. I heard a baby, I explained. He paused to listen and shook his head negatively. Nope, can't say I do. Must be baby fever, he teased. That isn't funny. You know my husband and I have been trying for a while now, I told him. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend, he admitted. I frowned and slumped back down into my seat, wondering if maybe I was projecting my own home life frustrations here. Maybe I spent too much time away, I thought as I tried to focus on my job. The next time it happened, I decided not to freak out and do a little bit of investigating. I went through every part of the plane, slowly pausing to see if I had in fact missed a passenger, but there was nothing. Just like always, this is a business flight. Why would anyone have a child aboard, I thought to myself. And yet, I continued to hear it. I went to my supervisor in first class to tell them I felt like I needed some time off once this flight was over. That's understandable, Rachel. You've gone through quite a bit of trauma lately with the miscarriages. I'm honestly surprised you hadn't asked sooner, she answered. I thanked her and started toward the aisle when I heard the noise again. It was louder this time, more persistent. I couldn't ignore it. I looked about trying to figure out where the crying was coming from, and then started to follow it toward the overhead compartments in business class. Some of the people who were sitting there looked at me strangely, but I didn't care. I needed to know what this was and why it was taunting me. I started to open up compartments where the sound of the newborn was only louder. It felt like it was screaming in my ear now. Other people were looking at their devices or asleep, oblivious to my search. I kept going from compartment to compartment, hurriedly tossing aside items and trying to locate the source of the sound. I even started to call out to the infant, hoping it would respond to my helpful pleas. My supervisor came from behind and pulled me away, muttering, "What's gotten into you? You're making a mess everywhere." But then I think I realized she could hear it too. I shook her off and moved to the back of the plane where luggage was kept. Here the cries of the baby were so insistent, I knew it had to be trapped somewhere within. My supervisor followed me and told me to search the first area. She called for other attendees to come assist us. Grabbing one of the locker doors, I flung it open and looked into the darkness, using my smartphone to illuminate the baggage. The soft crying got stronger, and then in the midst of the darkness, I saw the baby crawling there, moving toward me. I smiled softly, almost brought to tears. I reached toward the infant to cradle it, and then felt a sharp pain against my arm. Behind me, my supervisor was holding a syringe against my skin. I blacked out shortly after that. When I woke up, I was back at the front of the plane. My supervisor told me to see the nurse on board. What about the baby? What happened? She looked at me as though I were insane.
but I knew I heard something, and I remembered what we found. I didn't dare ask her again when I recalled what she had done before. She was hiding something. I went to Alice, the nurse, and told her I was just feeling tired. "Stacy said you were hearing things?" she asked. I tended up and lied. I claimed I didn't hear a thing. "Well, she said you were causing a commotion in third class, and she was forced to sedate you. Listen, I think once we land that you need to take some time off," Alice told me. I agreed to that and went to sit down by Bruce again. I still couldn't relax, though, because I was certain that child was in danger. "Everything okay?" the air marshal asked. I was not sure if I could trust him, but I told him anyway. It felt like I was going to be laughed at, but he believed me and unbuckled, saying, "Take me to where you found it." We hurried to the back, and I saw Alice give me a strange look again. I knew she was going to follow. Bruce didn't stop moving, though, his eyes searching the baggage as we stood there and tried to listen for the infant. "You're sure it was in here?" he asked. I pushed bags aside and made my way to where we had found it before, but there was nothing. "She must have given it something to keep it quiet. We need to search all of these," I said with a hoarse voice. I was sure I was going insane. "Marshall, I think we can agree that doing so would be a violation of these passengers' privacy," Alice said as she stepped into the cargo hold. "What did you do with the baby?" I snapped. She laughed and looked at Bruce. "I knew you were unstable, Rachel, but this is a completely different level." Bruce was hesitant to put his hand on his taser, but was it for her or me?
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Bite into a Stack sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
"You have to believe me, Bruce. She's kidnapping this child," I told him. "I'm about to have him restrain you if you don't calm down," Alice told me. Then, as she reached for my wrist, I heard it again and shouted, "There! It's here somewhere!" Alice's eyes danced with panic. "You are delusional. Marshall, detain her!" "Shut up!" Bruce shouted, holding his taser in her face. We all got silent. I held my breath. And then the baby cried again. "Jesus Christ! There really is a child here somewhere!" Alice snapped and jumped at him at the moment he was distracted. I hurried to grab a heavy bag and slammed it against her to help him up. The taser rolled across the floor. Alice grabbed it and lunged for me. Then I pushed a few bags on top of her head, and she screamed in pain as she was pinned to the floor. "Tell us where it is now," Bruce shouted. Alice gave us the tag number, and we hurried through the baggage toward the cries. It was inside a pet carrier. I hurried and unzipped it, scooping the baby in my arms to make sure it was all right. It was fine. Scared, but fine. Bruce held Alice with cuffs and took her to the front as I told him to get the nurse. We landed about an hour later and gave the child a full exam. The drugs Alice had given them wore off, and we were all relieved to find out the infant would be fine. Later we discovered that this child was not the first one Alice had attempted to smuggle back into the country. It was from Thailand, and she was selling them in trafficking rings across Europe. It was enough to make me sick. I stayed with the infant until it was time for our next flight, and then I called my husband and told him the entire crazy story. "That's the scariest thing I ever heard," he admitted. Then I felt a tinge of fear as I dared to ask a question. "We've tried to have our own. Maybe we should look into adoption?" So something good came from this nightmare, and hopefully we saved hundreds of other children from the same fate.
My friend and I went into JCPenney's for her to exchange a packet of onesies for her infant daughter. We both had our toddler sons sitting facing each other in a tandem stroller. After being in the store for a few minutes, they both started tugging back and forth on the package of onesies, the correct size my friend needed to exchange the originals for. I grabbed a package from them and threw it into the compartment under the stroller, ending the game of tug-of-war. Fran did a little more shopping. Boys did some more fighting and whining. She exchanged the onesies and cashed out the rest of her items. We left the store, got lunch in the food court, let the babies play in the play place, and grabbed coffee, ready to head out. As we received our coffees, a security officer approaches me and asks me what I stole. Completely dumbfounded, I tell him I didn't steal anything. He tells me he has me on video stealing, and if I confess, he'll go easy. I tell him he's wrong. He can check my purse. I have nothing. He immediately pulls the package of onesies from the bottom of the stroller. Amidst our toddler screaming, she didn't realize I put them down there, so she grabbed another package. I didn't pay attention because she bought other things and I was trying to keep the boys from poking each other in the eyes. Toddlers can be assholes. I tell SG it wasn't intentional and explain how the boys were grabbing on it, to which led me throwing it to the bottom of the stroller. He goes on a rant on how he's heard every excuse in the book, and I'm just making it worse for myself. So I bring up the timeline and ask, why, if I intended to steal, for an infant that isn't mine, by the way, why would I stay for lunch, let the kids play, and calmly sit down to have coffee? My friend also confirms that she has the infant daughter, and yes, the boys were annoying each other during our shopping trip. This apparently pissed the security guard off because he went into full-on commando mode, pulling me by the arm back to JCPenney's and into the security room. We get inside and I urge him to watch the security tape again, figuring he'll see the babies fussing and understand the confusion. He leaves me in the room for 45 minutes, to which I figure he had to have seen the babies fussing and fighting. Nope, he comes back in and calls me a liar. He says it's clearly showed me shoplifting and he's going to call the cops. I'm frustrated, but agree to the cops being called because I figure they'll see the tapes and understand the mistake. He didn't like this either. He tells me that once the cops get involved, that he is required to call Child Protective Services, which will immediately open a case and they will take my son in custody until I have a court date. Keep in mind, I'm 23 at the time and have never been in a situation like this before, so I believe his lying ass. I break down crying, telling the guy that I'm being honest, I'm not a thief, I have a clean record, why would I steal clothes for a child that isn't mine, etc. He was cold, told me the most innocent-looking people are the ones who steal. He's heard every excuse and lie you can think of, and I have 3 minutes to confess before he calls the cops and has my son taken away from me. I still insisted my innocence, because I was, and begged for a manager. Bear in mind, my friend was outside the whole time with my son and hers, unbothered, other than worrying about me. Dickhead security guard leaves and comes back 10 minutes later. No manager, but with a paper, which is basically a generic written confession, saying I shoplifted in the amount of $6.99, literally under $10. And I agree to pay restocking fees, loss and prevention fees, and not to enter the store for 3 years. Now, I'm hysterically crying, pleading with him that I did nothing wrong. I'm not a shoplifter. The only thing I did was exercise poor judgment by not specifying to my friends that the onesies were on the bottom. He tells me he has no sympathy for thieves and liars, and already called the cops, and they're on the way to arrest me and take my son unless I sign the paper. So I panic, quickly sign the form to which he releases me. I tell my friend, she drove, to hightail it out of the mall ASAP. After telling the story to her in the car and other people later, I found out that this was all bullshit. The security guard lied and manipulated me and should have lost his job for that. But he was so far in my head that I didn't want to revisit the situation for even a second. It's been over a decade since this happened, and I still get anxiety just thinking about it. So, Rookie Mall security guard, let's not meet again. Ever.
To whomever is reading this, congratulations on being accepted into Redwood College and joining the class of 2027. However, you are an absolute idiot for deciding to live on campus. Redwood only offers students housing for sophomores and up, which means you were successfully let into the trap. You're going to have to stay here for one semester before you can be saved. I wrote these rules to help you stay safe until it's over. For the love of God, please take the time to read them carefully. I cannot stress this enough. Warning message, all rules should have a period after the number. If it has a colon, don't listen to it. When getting set up, don't hang up any posters that have faces on them, including artwork. Your space is on the left side of the room. Make sure at all times none of your stuff is on the right side as it belongs to your roommate. 3. Make sure to throw your trash in the little can in the right corner of the room. 4. Your roommate is Lisa. Try to be somewhat on good terms with her. She was once in your position but failed to make it through the semester. 5. Lisa likes to drink a lot. If she comes back to the dorm sober but smelling like alcohol, just say hey and continue what you were doing. If she comes back to the dorm drunk, do not interact with her whatsoever. 6. If Lisa is drunk and tells you her head hurts, get her a bottle of water. 7. Your dorm room does have a bathroom, but it is only for getting ready and using the toilet. Never shower in there. You use the shower in the common restroom. 8. Never be the last one to take a shower. Everyone finishes by around 1 a.m. If you are perhaps too focused studying and forgot to take one by 1 a.m., just forget about and take one first thing in the morning. 9. Your dorm room has blue walls. If you walk into the room and the walls are a different color, exit the room. After 45 minutes, you can open the door and you will be in your actual room. 10. Get at least a 2-hour nap every day. 11. Your dorm room is only intended for sleeping and studying. Any leisure activities should be done in the common room. 12. When you visit the common room, make sure there is at least 2 other people there, preferably watching TV. I promise you, being alone in the common room is the worst thing that can happen. 13. If you do find yourself alone in the commons, just watch TV for a bit. 14. Sometimes, Lisa will call you and ask if you want to go to a frat party with her. I highly suggest saying no. Here's the procedure to follow. Tell Lisa this exact sentence. I have a chem final coming up, so I want to study. Then hang up. After that, head to your desk and get on your laptop and a textbook, then start studying. In about 10 minutes, Lisa will come to the dorm to check on you. Pretend you do not see her. After she leaves, you are safe and free to do whatever. 14A. If you decided you want to go to the party, refer to Rule 17. 15. Try to form good friendships with the frat bros. They're nice guys.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
16. After a study session, make sure to clean up any mess you made. 17. When going to any parties, do not stay for more than an hour. They will convince you to do some weird stuff. 18. If you hear a knocking at your dorm at night, it's probably Lisa. Answer the door. 19. If you hear crying and it sounds like it's coming from the room next to you, whisper, "Don't worry, you'll do okay on your exam." 20. The fall semester ends on December 9th. Here's the procedure to follow to prepare for your escape. A. Start packing up all of your clothes. Don't worry about furniture and other materials. Those will be handled with. B. Write a letter to Lisa explaining that you are planning to move out and are deciding to live in an apartment close to campus. This letter should be at least 3 paragraphs. Make sure to include how you will miss Lisa and how she was a good roommate. Do not say anything she could possibly perceive as negative. C. When it becomes sunset, Lisa will return to the dorm. Take the letter and hand it to her. Do not exit the building without giving her the letter. D. Once she reads the letter, say goodbye and take your suitcase with you, then leave the room. While exiting the building, do not talk to anyone. A car resembling your mother's will be waiting for you outside. I know these may seem like a lot, but just try your best to remember everything. As for where you will live from now on, you're on your own with that. Rule 21. Lisa will ask if she can still keep in touch with you. Say yes.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
From athletic stuff like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.